Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Meg Myers Morgan is here, assistant professor at Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma, and she is director and graduate programs of the graduate programs at the Public Administration and Nonprofit Management at the OU Tulsa campus. Author of Everything is Negotiable, The Five Tactics to Get What You Want in Life, Love, and Work. Dr. Meg, thanks again for being here. We're talking about women, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about ladies. How do you make sure that you don't try to be all things to all people to your own detriment? I do believe that the world is a better place because women try harder. There's no question that men benefit because women try harder. I don't think there's anything wrong with trying harder. I think, you know, there are plenty of men who try harder too. I mean, I think trying harder and caring and feeling a little bit, you know, like you need to do a little bit more, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you do it to the point where you actually are you're cross purposes with your own efforts, like trying to be super mom sometimes, I think that's a mistake. What do you think?
Yeah, I always tell people, if you're irreplaceable, you never get to move up. So these women that are saying, I can never get to a higher position, have often created this situation where everything rests on them. And even at the university, people say, if you get hit by a bus, our program's going to go away. That's not good. I need to set up a situation where I've got people around me that can take over, so I can catapult up, and I think that's what women need to focus on is being replaceable where they can be.
Well, do you feel that women? Here we are in the month where we're celebrating women. Do you feel women are better off today than they? Than they were say 20 years ago. I mean, do you think? Some people act like there's no progress has been made. I reject that. What do you think?
Oh yeah, no. I think we stand on the shoulders of a lot of women before us, and I think we're at a very great place where we can start talking about the nuances of what's wrong with women's issues, right?
Right.
So it's a little bit less about voting rights, and it's a little bit more about workplace culture or striving to be likable or those types of things. So I think when you notice. You start to talk about really nuanced things, really, you know, tiny things in a situation, you can tell you're improving. You can tell you kind of, I still think we have a long way to go, obviously, but
isn't it possible for women to claim enough of their own territory to improve themselves based on what they can do on their own? Without making men the bad guys, there seems to be some of that going on these days. What do you think?
Yeah,
you hear about
toxic masculinity.
I reject that.
You reject toxic masculinity as the word?
As a blanket, to men.
Oh, sure.
You know, there are plenty of bad guys out there. There are plenty of bad ladies out there. We don't have to apply it as if it were every man walking up is a threat.
Yeah, I think the problem with the term toxic masculinity is it does imply all men. And I think it really is meaning a particular type of aggression. Men are not the enemy. There are part. I mean, I think we need our male allies in this fight for sure. I do think there are situations where both sides kind of are at fault and we kind of have to realize that. But it's hard to talk about it without making men feel on the defense.
Yep.
Or making women feel like it's all their fault. And so it's really just kind of listening and understanding what the other side is going through.
But I will tell you another thing, that if you asked me what should women do earlier, I think men who might not hurt you, but who might and who might help you but might not help you, I think they respond and respect confidence. If a man is gonna help you, I think he's gonna help you if you can demonstrate confidence. I really think that's a huge step for women to make.
Yeah.
Is what you said earlier. Stop apologizing. Start showing the confidence that you deserve to show because you're capable. And when you do that, I think you'll start seeing more support. What do you think?
I agree. I do think, though, that women are sort of told the ways they should act and respond.
Reject that. Reject that.
But in that sense, if you're telling me to be confident so you'll help me, that is kind of doing that again.
But
right?
Confidence, so, but yes, when I say confidence, Meg, I'm not talking about I'm talking about being confident of what you're capable of, not minimizing what you actually. I mean, women sometimes aren't confident in the areas that they deserve to be confident in, but men are
right.
confident in areas that they don't deserve to be confident in, and that wins.
But where do you think the male confidence comes from?
It's testosterone. I'm telling you, there's a difference. I mean it. I know that. I believe that.
I also just think society views us in different ways, right? So women have to prove themselves that much more.
I think.
You look at, like, astronauts, right? There's a lot of male astronauts. Women have to be that much better in order to have a
seat. Just be careful that that's not you're not using that as an excuse. And I could get into a lot of trouble, but I sure try hard to do the right thing here. Hey, Meg, I need your website quickly, please.
MegMyersMorgan.com, and that's MYERS.
All right, and that's Everything is Negotiable. That's her book. Meg, would you come back another day?
Every day, all day. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much. Meg Myers Morgan, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.